I've got LeBron number two all time. This madman known as Skip Bayless. That's right. I'm going to call him a madman for the purposes of this subject matter. He's got LeBron at number nine. At number nine. He's got Magic Johnson ahead of him. He's got Shaquille O'Neal ahead of him. He's got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar ahead of him. He's got Tim Duncan ahead of him. He's got Kobe Bryant ahead of him. He's got Larry Bird ahead of him. I'm like, come on, man. Come on, man. Skip Bayless done lost his damn mind. It's ridiculous. What's up, everybody? Welcome to this latest edition of Straight Shooter with yours truly, coming at you as I love to do at least a couple of times a week, you know, over YouTube, no doubt about that. Obviously, I always love the support I'm receiving. I'm seeing it. I'm seeing the numbers grow. We're at 1.3 million plus. We're about to get to 1.4 million. I want to get more and more and more subscribers. So just click that subscriber button and you too shall consider yourself the latest member of the Stephen A. Smith family, courtesy of Straight Shooter. As well as the Stephen A. Smith show, because I got two separate shows. So keep bringing the support. Keep the love coming. And I'm going to keep on coming. You don't stop, I ain't going to stop. Just let y'all know that right now. Let y'all know that right now. By the way, why am I doing the show today? Because I don't know if you saw First Take this morning. I had my man Skip Bayless on. Skip Bayless. My former partner on First Take. He was back for the first time in 10 years. And he showed up on our First Take today. I asked him to come on. I knew it was something that he wanted to do for a long time. Certainly his wife, Ernestine, his wonderful wife, Ernestine, definitely wanted that to happen. And I wanted that to happen. So it happened. And we had a great time, great experience. Some of his crazy-ass arguments that he's usually throwing out there, he always does. And if you don't believe me, you can listen for yourself. Because Skip Bayless is definitely crazy. Make no mistake about it. But we started off the show with him saying this about yours truly.
Maybe you know the man here to my left. Hello, Skip Bayless.
Hello, Shay.
How are you?
I'm back.
Yes, you are.
And I cannot compete with that suit. You win. I should just go home. Here I dress for a funeral, your funeral, but...
It would be your funeral. Yeah. It would be your funeral.
Yeah. Right.
About to be a rough 2 hours for you.
Yeah.
It's good to have you, my man.
Hey, it's good. And for those who don't know, I was the driving force of this show back in its early days. I pushed to have this man be my permanent partner in 2012.
That you did.
And after I left in 2016, this man became the driving force of this show. And I just want to say you've done a great job with it. I'm proud of you, man, and I do love you.
Really meant a lot to me to hear him say that, because it doesn't matter what has happened in my career on First Take on ESPN. The fact is it wouldn't have happened without his support. There were others, of course. Mark Shapiro, head of TKO, and William Morris Endeavor Agency, who used to be the boss of ESPN, you know, always had this foresight and the vision of bringing us together. Galen Gordon, my former producer at ESPN, he was a big proponent of Skip and I being together. Jamie Horowitz was the guy that made it happen because he was the head of content and he was in charge of First Take, and he was the one that changed it to an all-debate format, which made Skip Bayless the star that he is and has been in this industry. And he was insistent, along with Skip Bayless, that I come back, not just to the show, but to the network. Skip was fighting all of those years. Those couple of years I was gone, it was Skip that was fighting for me to be back. And when I got back and was restricted to radio by ESPN, it was Skip that was fighting to have me on First Take. And when we first started off, it was on Wednesdays, and I was limited to the first segment of hour number two of First Take on Wednesdays. And it was that ultimately materialized into me coming on for the whole show every Wednesday. And thereafter, ultimately, he fought for me to be on permanently, and it ended up happening. So, you know, I thought that it was only right that now that I'm blessed and fortunate enough to be in the position that I'm in, that I took the opportunity to show my appreciation while also making great television at the same time by reminding everybody where it all started. And, you know, there's a lot of things that have been mentioned and a lot of opportunities that have come a lot of people's way courtesy of First Take. But it didn't start with me. It started with Skip Bayless. And I've said this before on this show, but I wanted to reiterate that point. And I wanted to remind everybody that when you see me bringing on people, it's an extension of what Skip started. I'm not pioneering in that regard. Skip used to do that all the time. Used to bring a potpourri of people, Two Live Stews, Jemele Hill, Michael Smith, and, you know, so many others, the Rob Parkers of the world, Chris Broussard's of the world, and so many others that he would bring on the show. Chris Carter's of the world and others, Jalen Rose of the world, et cetera, et cetera. It was him that was willing to do that all the time, every day, every single show. And so I thought it was only right that, you know, with these NBA playoffs going on, with the Lakers playing, you know, with the Cowboys being in the news, and, you know, because of George Pickens 1 minute and whatever Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones wanted to do the next minute, I thought it was only right that I made sure to bring Skip Bayless back on the show. But I wanted to take the opportunity to explain why that was also important. You know, Skip Bayless can still do his thing, can still make great television. And, you know, going through so many different things, being as blessed to have been as successful as I've been blessed to have been, God touching his grace upon me in a whole bit, you know, I just find myself reflecting and being thankful and grateful for the people that helped me get here. And the first order of business is to really extend that gratitude to somebody like Skip. Skip's not on FS1 anymore. He's not on ESPN anymore. And I know he's doing his own thing with Underdog and Gilbert Arenas' platform and stuff like that. But, you know, it doesn't feel the same without him. And so I wanted to remind everybody of what it's like to see that man on television, especially sitting across from me. And so I thought we pulled that off today. And one of the shining moments, of course, was when we got into the debate about LeBron, not about the GOAT, because we all know Michael Jordan's both of our GOATs, but I've got LeBron number two all time. This madman known as Skip Bayless, that's right, I'm going to call him a madman for the purposes of this subject matter. He's got LeBron at number nine. At number nine. He's got Magic Johnson ahead of him. He's got Shaquille O'Neal ahead of him. He's got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar ahead of him. He's got Tim Duncan ahead of him. He's got Kobe Bryant ahead of him. He's got Larry Bird ahead of him. I'm like, come on, man. Come on, man. Skip Bayless and lost his damn mind. It's ridiculous. But if you don't believe me, listen to it yourself. Skip and I going at it about LeBron.
LeBron played exceptionally well tonight. Longevity GOAT. Hanging on to ninth on my all-time ranking. Barely hanging on to ninth.
Okay. We say top two. We say top five. Nine.
Nine.
DNA, go ahead.
Nine.
Ninth best player of all time. I mean.
You want me to explain?
You need to. For the audience to have to be subjected to this drivel that is about to come out of your mouth. LeBron James, you got me defending LeBron James. Ninth, nine, mm-hmm. eight players in NBA history that you'd pick
Absolutely.
Ahead of LeBron James.
Yes.
Go ahead, Skip. You know what? It's your day. Right. It's unbelievable. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Here's
Skip.
My point.
All right.
Obviously, we agree that Michael Jeffrey Jordan from Chicago, Illinois,
That's
played
right.
in Chicago, Very Illinois, good. Is by far and away the GOAT. Do we agree on that?
There's
Thank you very much.
Nothing to discuss there.
Okay. The eight players above LeBron James on my list are all, what's that?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I said okay. Yeah, okay.
The eight above, starting with Jordan, are all cold-blooded basketball killers that I would trust with games for my life. And LeBron James, to me, has proven over many, many years to be the most mentally fragile superstar I have ever closely observed. I mean, the poor man, as gifted as he was born without a clutch gene. So he's lucky to be in the top 10 because he's a liability and always has been at the late game free throw line. You can just look it up.
As you can see, that's what we were doing. And the man hasn't lost his touch. Especially when it comes to aggravating me, getting on my last damn nerves with his crazy ass. But I loved it nevertheless. Of course, he talked about Tim Tebow, too. We ain't getting into all of that because in Skip's world, you know what? He wants Tim Tebow to be a quarterback that didn't throw the football. This doesn't make any sense. But that was him. But it was a lot of things. But it was just really, really good to be on the air with him, to have an opportunity to extend my gratitude to him for helping me get to where I am, because I find myself feeling a bit nostalgic and other things at this point in time in my life. It's just a good feeling to be around people that you knew loved and cared about you enough to give you an opportunity and to help you get to where you are today. But I also wanted to take the opportunity to express to everybody, you know, what I'm doing and what my mission is. Because we had Cameron from the It Is What It Is podcast, rap artist and all of that, that he's been in his career, had Cameron on First Take Tuesday. And I was mad, actually, when I saw Cameron talking on his podcast with Mace a couple of weeks ago about how he was expecting to come on First Take and we were planning on it, but then he went on CNN and did something or whatever, whatever. The reason I was mad is because he beat me to it. I was actually working behind the scenes to get the okay to get him on First Take. Contrary to people and what they want to believe, I don't give a damn how much money somebody makes. I don't give a damn about how much clout and cachet you have. When you're talent, you're talent. That means you answer to other people. You're not the executive VP. You're not the president of content. You're not the chairman of ESPN or Disney. No, you're talent. And even though I'm an executive producer as well, I'm not the boss. I have bosses to answer to at ESPN, just like I have bosses to answer to on SiriusXM Mad Dog Sports Radio and SiriusXM POTUS Radio Channel 124. I have bosses. This channel, this YouTube channel, this Straight Shooter Media, that's mine. I own it. I'm the boss of that, but not the other jobs that I have. And you got to get approval. You got to get blessings. You got to get the okay. And just like the bosses gave me the okay to bring Skip back on, they gave me the okay to bring on Cameron. And I loved it. I thought Cameron did a sensational job. That's why I was mad. He beat me to it because I didn't want anybody thinking, oh, I brought him on just because he was talking about it on his podcast. No, I was working behind the scenes to make this happen. I wanted him on for the NBA playoffs. But major props to him for coming on the air and not disappointing. And by the way, he'll be on next week, too, because that's how much of a sensational job Cameron did in talking about these NBA playoffs. And it lends itself towards a bigger conversation that I don't want avoided. And that bigger conversation is that when it comes to the Stephen A. Smith Show, when it comes to Straight Shooter and Straight Shooter Media, I want people to know I'm out there looking. I'm looking for new talent. I'm looking for people to add under my stable. I'm looking for people who deserve that shine to get that shine. I'm not somebody out here trying to do everything myself. I got other things that I love doing. Do you not see me acting on General Hospital? Did you not hear that I have a production company that I'm producing scripted and unscripted content? It's not just about SiriusXM. It's not just about First Take. It's about what I'm aspiring to do outside of camera. Hell, people got me as a presidential candidate. There's a lot of things that I want to do. Some of which y'all don't know about. But it starts with me first recognizing talent that's out there and giving them a platform to shine. Because in the end, if you haven't done anything for anybody else, what good are you? I don't want to do for just myself. I want to find talent and help them shine. It's called legacy building. When you're out there and you're discovering talent that can go in front of that camera and can make stuff sizzle and sing in a way where it lives up to the whole credo my pastor used to throw out there all the time. And that is this: there is no success without a successor. There is no success without a successor. Period. If all you're doing is stuff for yourself and you're not helping others come along to be all they can be, what are you doing? And the reason why that brings back to Skip Bayless is because Skip Bayless has a legacy that's not mentioned enough. And that is that people like myself and various others are folks he helped get to where they are. That was one of the things that would annoy me about a Jemele Hill or a Kerry Champion. I did not hire them. I didn't hire a Kerry Champion. I didn't hire Jemele Hill. But if you are a talent with cachet, you have the voice, the ear, of those who do have the power to hire them. And when it came to Kerry Champion, it was like, yes, Jamie Horowitz hired that woman. Yes, yo, Skip Bayless, bring that lady on. She's got it. Kerry Champion's got it. Bring on. Support that. Jemele Hill, been gone from ESPN for years. I still think it's a miss by the network. I think she's a hell of a journalist. She's a damn good talent. Wish she was still our colleague at ESPN. It's not about hiring somebody. It's about contributing to making sure that they get the recognition and the respect that they deserve, and that you played a role in it. That is what Skip Bayless did for people like me and countless others. And that is what I'm hoping to do, and then some, for people down the line. Because if you haven't stepped back to give back, you've never truly propelled yourself to new heights, because you didn't do shit for anybody but yourself. And I don't want to be that guy. So it was nice to have Skip Bayless on First Take. It was wonderful to have Cam'ron on First Take. I'm looking forward to having him back. But understand that whether it's Skip Bayless or other voices from the past, like the Michael Irvins of the world, like the Shannon Sharps of the world, along with various others, or is cats in the present, the greatness of Ryan Clark, who's a brilliant football analyst, and Marcus Spears and others who are like brothers to me, or as future cats coming down the pike, like my boy Shabazz or my boy Champ or various others that got aspirations to do big things, or Cam'ron, or the Jeff Teague's out there with the 520 podcast. Ocho Cinco is another person. I love having him on the air. He's phenomenal. And he's doing big things with Nightcat, with Shannon. And they're going to continue to do big things. And I'm very proud of them. They got Joe Johnson on that podcast, because Joe Johnson is one of the good brothers who could ball, by the way, who could close, by the way, who knows basketball, by the way, but is also a really good brother. I want to be one of those people that helped cats along the way. We don't have forever on this earth. And by the way, we don't have forever in this industry. I ain't going to be doing this forever. As far as I'm concerned, my days are always numbered. You just never know with me. Because I got plans. And I'm not a one-dimensional cat. But in the end, along the way, I want to be one of those dudes that helped others. So today on First Take, Friday, May 8th, I brought on somebody who definitely helped others, and Skip Bayless. And this past Tuesday, I had on Cam'ron, who I think is a part of a future generation of cats who's going to make noise in this business. Anything that I can do to help cats like that along the way, to help other cats get their opportunity, male and female, I'm going to do. Got a new show coming out, hosted by my boy Kevin Frazier with four ladies. Okay? It's going to be under my stable. Ashley Christopher, Sumatra Abernathy, Tori Cooper, Tamia Jackson. Wait till you see these ladies. Go to my podcast. Go to my page, Stephen A. Smith. YouTube page. Go check them out. Straight Shooter. Go check them out. Watch what they do. Watch how much noise they're going to make. Just a taste of things to come. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. In the end, that's how you truly, truly give back. I'm not saying it's always going to work. I'm just letting you know I'm never going to stop trying to do the right thing. That's it for this edition of my Straight Shooter show on YouTube. Check me out every Wednesday night, SiriusXM, POTUS Radio, channel 124 with my political show from 6 to 8 p.m. Know that right here on my YouTube channel, you're going to see me doing at least a couple of shows a week. Quick shows like this, sometimes longer. Don't forget to subscribe. Got 1.3 million subscribers. I want more. I intend to get more. And y'all going to help me do it with the support and love y'all continue to provide. Just click the subscriber button and boom. You too should consider yourself a member of the Stephen A. Smith family. Straight Shooter in the house. Until next time, y'all. Peace and love. Talk to you later. Have a nice weekend.